Were you involved in speaking activities in high school?
Not much. I took voice lessons my senior year. The voice teacher, a member of Daddy's church, and taught me into it. That helped me to articulate later and so on.
Singing lessons.
Singing lessons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And were you a singer? Are you a vocalist?
Then we had a senior recital, and I did some singing then, did some singing in college. Periodically, when I preach, hymns come to mind, and I may sing a phrase of the hymns and so on. High school, I really enjoyed playing football and baseball and tennis, but I was best at basketball. I played center, and that gave me the opportunity for more shots, so I was top scorer.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy watching my grandsons play basketball now.
Sure. You graduated from high school in what year?
I graduated from high school in 1951 in a little old town in the Delta called Arcola, Mississippi, about 20 miles from Greenville, Mississippi.
So then immediately on to college?
On to Millsaps. I didn't want to be a minister. Ministers were poor. I worked hard jobs all the time I was growing up. Drove tractors, cut wood, had truck patches, and I had a trailer and peddled groceries to towns 20 and 30 miles around. I thought I wanted to be a doctor, but I took a chemistry class, and that settled that. My mother thought I ought to be a teacher because she saw me teaching scouts. I took philosophy. I wanted to know what I thought and why I thought it. I took a religious course, a Bible course. I didn't like that. It was too liberal there. And I found myself beyond my timidity and asking questions in class so I really could debate with the professors. And I really kind of backed myself into the ministry. That call started coming very strongly. I love philosophy. I didn't realize that my philosophy teacher was a Methodist pastor who taught philosophy. He asked me to write my credo. Everybody in class had to write it. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. What's your credo? What you believe? I said, I don't know what I believe. He said, well, take I am that I am and write a one-page thesis on that. I started dealing with that. I am that I am. Form of the verb to be. That's part of isness. Oh, that's why God's creator. God is isness, and he just relaxed and created the universe. What kind of personality does that isness have? I asked my teacher. He said, well, you see that in Jesus. It just kind of evolved, and one morning I woke up before daylight, and I was troubled. I put on my trousers, kept my pajama shirt on, went up to Christian Center building because it had a chapel in it, went in the chapel and said, God, you and I used to be friends. I'd like to be your friend again, but I'm afraid to get close to you because I'm afraid of what you'll ask me to do. And I said, God, I'll farm. And that was like going to hell as far as I was concerned. Be ashamed to farm all your life and go to hell too, you know. I thought maybe I'd be a doctor, but I said, God, I've taken chemistry and I hate that. Sun Oil Company's in Mississippi. I took geology and like to flunk that. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And finally, I just said, Lord, if you and I could be friends again, I'll do anything you want me to do. I'll even preach. And I tell you, I've never been filled with such joy. I laughed and I cried. I jumped up, ran out of the Christian Center building and back to the dormitory and grabbed my friend by the collar of his pajamas, jerked him out of bed and said, wake up, Watson. I'm going to be a preacher. He said, big deal. Go back to sleep. It's dark outside. So I became a preacher and I wanted to preach. I just was hungry to preach. I'd say to my friends who had churches, student pastors, have you got a paper to write? I'd like to preach for you this weekend if you do. That word got around, and I preached in a half dozen places. And then a district superintendent I didn't know called me and said, I want you to come up to Derma, Mississippi in Calhoun County and preach this Sunday. Their preacher has five churches, and he's not feeling well. He's getting a little older, and I'd like you to preach for them. I was 19 when that happened, so I went up there and preached, and went back. About 3 years later, the DS called me and said, those people at Derma said they wanted that boy that came up here and preached to come be their pastor. Mm. What do you say?
And you're still in school.
Yeah, I'm second semester freshman.
Is your father listening to you preach?
He did. I went home at Christmas to tell him about it, and we sat at the supper table. I choked on my food, and my sister was wanting to go to the ball game, and she was patting her foot. I said, before I go, I got to tell you something. I'm going to be a preacher. My mom said, oh, no, son. She knew what that was like in little country churches. My dad said, thank God, son, you finally gave in.
Wow. So he was praying for that. He wanted that to happen.
He asked me about that in my senior year, if I'd ever thought about preaching. I said, Daddy, I'm not stupid. I'm a senior. You know, I've thought about it. That's the last thing I'd ever do.
In high school, your senior year,
in high school,
right.
Senior year.
So then did he hear you preach?
Oh, yeah. I preached for him in his churches. Did he preach to me in my churches?
Did he critique you? Did he give you direction?
Not much. We preached very differently. Daddy would take his Bible and study a scripture and rock in his rocking chair for 30 minutes. He'd go preach. He might preach what he prepared on front porch in a rocking chair and might not. I prepared my sermons and did them differently and memorized and sequenced the thoughts. So it's very different. I don't preach like my father, and my son Chris doesn't preach like I preach. By the way, Chris is the best of all the three preachers. You know, he's a new model and has to be better than the old ones to sell.
Right.